We head to the shores of Lake Superior, Shawamigan Bay to be exact, here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's our next installment of conversations with Wisconsin mayors with the city of Washburn. But first, we travel to our Wisconsin Public Radio year-end member drive as it kicks off today. I'm here with Susanna Michaels. Hi, Susanna.
Hi, Kate. I'm so glad to be here with you.
I'm so glad to be here with you. And we're here to say it is Giving Tuesday, a global celebration of generosity. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener supported. And Susanna and I want to say that your gift now will ensure the programs you rely on, like The Morning Show, have a strong start in 2022. So choose WPR this Giving Tuesday. You make WPR programs possible as we head into the new year when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Such an honor to be with you here, Kate, and your listeners on the first day of our year-end member drive. And like you said, it's Giving Tuesday. So cool. And in honor of Giving Tuesday, we have an exciting opportunity for your listeners this morning. When 350 people make a donation today, an extra $15,000 will be secured for WPR programs.
Wow, that's so awesome. And this challenge is offered by a group of generous members, and it's their way of encouraging you to join them in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. So let's meet this challenge. Your gift of any amount right now makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You're listening right now. You are a Wisconsin Public Radio listener. And we know that in part you enjoy your WPR listening because we are commercial free. And that means that we depend on other sources of funding. State, federal, and business sponsors are important. And there is just another source that is so very important as well.
That is correct. The largest piece of the funding for WPR programs, the backbone, it comes from you. Your support makes all the difference. It's how things work here. And when you give, you keep quality, independent news that is informative for your life on the air. So make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I know that WPR is personally important to you as you listen every day. Well, it's probably also important for you that everyone in the state has access to this high quality information as well as entertainment.
So become a member with a contribution of, say, $10 a month or $120. You're not only doing something good for yourself, you're doing something good for the whole community. WPR is listener supported, and that's why your participation is so key. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have an opportunity to come together and support the organizations we care about. Today is Giving Tuesday, a day for people around the world to support the nonprofits that make a difference in our communities. Your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio powers the trustworthy news and community connections that you and so many others rely on. Join the movement today with your gift now. Here's how.
That's right. Join the movement. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your year-end donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Susanna Michaels. It's your support during this year-end member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
That's right. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount. And supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Your gift supports the stories, the programs, these conversations with Wisconsinites that keep you connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org or 888- 202-2552.
the day is young, and that means that our Giving Tuesday challenge is still in full effect. We are looking for 350 people to donate today, and when that happens, WPR will get an extra $15,000 from a generous group of members. So thank you, and join in right now.
And choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll make a difference for WPR and provide hunger relief to people in your community.
And Kate, we heard from Raymond in Superior, who says, I especially appreciate all the state government news that is explored in depth by a well-prepared and skillful morning show team. So thank you so much to you, Kate, and your producers. And join Raymond right now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And now we head to the city of Washburn on the shores of Lake Superior's Shawamigan Bay as we talk with mayors from all over the state. Washburn's population is hovering at a little over 2,000 residents as of the recent census data. It's a community that is aging that we'll talk about, has lost population in recent decades. Do you live in Washburn or Bayfield County? What is on your mind? What is your quality of life like? 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Mary Motif was elected in the spring of 2020 as Washburn's mayor, also director of Bayfield County Tourism. Mayor Motif, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's talk housing first. That is one of the pressing issues that Washburn is grappling with lack of housing. Explain what the situation is.
Sure. And Washburn is not alone in this struggle. This is definitely something that is at least statewide, if not nationwide. And the problem, one of the problems that we're running into is obviously the cost of construction is really high right now. We have a lot of people who would like to live in the city of Washburn, but there just is not a lot of available housing stock for them. We have a number of people that are aging that would like to downsize into something that is more manageable, a smaller one-story home. And we're just having a backup here. And another factor that is contributing to that is we have a number of people that are turning homes into short-term rentals. And that's a whole separate problem that is quite complicated in and of itself.
I would imagine Bayfield County relies heavily on seasonal workers to handle the influx of visitors, especially in the summer months. Where do seasonal workers live?
Well, that's a good question. That's always been a challenge, and people get very creative with housing their seasonal workers. And there are some changes that are being made where campgrounds maybe are allowed now in towns that didn't have campgrounds allowed, and there could be some situation there where just for the season at least people could live in a campground type situation with temporary housing there. A lot of people have extra rooms in their homes, or they have an extra house where they're housing their staff, so it does get really, really challenging when we have such a high seasonal population to begin with visitors coming to the area.
What is Washburn doing to address the problem? You mentioned a piece of this is short-term rentals.
Yes, and I actually just met with our legislators the other day to talk about that topic in particular, along with our EMS situation. And the short-term rentals, back in 2017, the state legislature made a change so that local municipalities were no longer able to control whether or not someone rented their home out for a rental. And I understand that people, with property rights want to be able to control their own properties. But when you live in a city where the housing stock is, being slowly taken over by short-term rentals, it really affects the ability of a community to function. We need a certain number of homes that are for our community members and our families. And so we're hoping that there could be some sort of limitation put on that so that we would have some local control over how our housing stock is used.
In terms of new housing stock, some developers who build multifamily units or who build apartment buildings say, look, we're not interested in building out smaller housing projects. They're not as lucrative. Smaller housing developments in more rural areas don't yield the same payoff as urban areas. Do you encounter that sentiment?
Yes, definitely that is a challenge. And what we're doing is we have a group of municipalities that are working together we just completed a housing study. And what we're looking for is potentially things like a developer to come in and do scattered housing development so that it would be a number of projects in our region so that it would make it worthwhile for them to come in and build a number of units. And even if they're not the really large buildings, maybe by making it multiple buildings, it would be more attractive to them.
So the housing issue, a work in progress. Moving on to emergency medical technicians, what are the issues there?
So again, this is not a local issue here necessarily. It is a statewide issue that's becoming more and more challenging. Small communities like the city of Washburn have a limited number of people available to be on our ambulance service. It requires a number of hours of training. Obviously, it's not the first thing that people think of when they want to volunteer for something, and people are already busy volunteering for the things that they are doing, like with their kids' sports teams and at church and things like that. So the first problem is we just have a limited number of people to draw on to make an ambulance service work. And then we do contract with some of our area towns. And what that does is allows us to do cost sharing when it's time to buy a new ambulance or something like that. It makes it more affordable. And then we can assist by providing service to those very nearby towns. So we're just running out of people to fill in those gaps, and we're having more calls on top of it. So also people, stepped back a little bit during COVID for various reasons. And so we just have fewer and fewer people able to take those ambulance calls when they come in.
So are you planning to hire then more EMS workers?
Yes. Yeah, so our goal, and we do have a referendum on the spring ballot to help pay for this. Our goal is to hire 2 full-time EMTs that would cover the majority of those daytime shifts, which are really the hardest to cover, because that's when all of our other volunteer ambulance members are working their regular jobs.
Yeah. Washburn Mayor Mary Motif explaining the issues that she's taking on in her city in northwestern Wisconsin on the shores of Lake Superior. What issues in Bayfield County deserve more attention? 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up ahead. More conversation here in the Ideas Network. We're in conversation with mayors from all over Wisconsin on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're zooming in on the shores of Lake Superior in the city of Washburn today. First, let's move into our year-end member drive for an update. I'm here with Susanna Michaels, and today is Giving Tuesday. It's a global celebration of generosity and your time to take action. Set your favorite programs up for success in 2022 with your gift during our year-end member drive. Maybe you've already given this year, or maybe you make ongoing monthly gifts. Today, make a special year-end gift for the programs you rely on all year long. Takes just a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you'll want to make that special year-end gift, because today you can have an even greater impact when you and 349 of your fellow listeners make a gift for the programs you count on, like The Morning Show. You will help secure an extra $15,000 for WPR. It comes from a group of generous members.
Love that. Love that challenge. It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the WPR programs that inform you, that inspire you, and the entire state of Wisconsin.
So your participation right now is vital. Be one of those people to help meet this challenge. I don't want it to be a nail biter, Kate. I want us I don't want to be up at 11:59 checking the results. It all starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You turn to the Ideas Network for smart conversations about compelling topics. You count on hearing thought-provoking discussions every day. Perhaps you're part of the conversation. And because WPR is listener-supported public radio, your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It really makes a difference, and it makes these discussions possible.
And what great discussions they are. I'm really already enjoying your show today, Kate. And there's so many great things to do today when you give. And one of them is to become a sustainer. As a sustaining member, you'll give an amount, say $10 or $15 a month, and that will automatically come out of your bank account or your credit card. And that monthly gift will continue until you ask us to make any kind of change with it.
And this means we can depend on you the way you depend on us, day in and day out, year in and year out. You're still in control. You can change your giving at any time. So become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You're busy. It can be difficult to squeeze in all the day's to-dos, but no matter how challenging your schedule is, it's always fast and convenient to make your contribution to WPR Online. Just go to WPR.org. With secure online pledging, you can pick the amount you want to give, how you'd like to pay, and even ask for a thank you gift. It's secure, quick, and pledging your support is a simple, easy task that has a huge impact. It funds all the in-depth news, thoughtful conversations, and excellent music and entertainment that are a part of your everyday, no matter how busy things get. So give now at WPR.org. Of course, you can always give us a call at 888-202-2552.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Susanna Michaels. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the great programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether you set it at $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And as we look forward to 2022, we are so grateful that Wisconsin Public Radio has such strong listener support. I work in fundraising. I see that every day, and it's amazing. Gifts come in one at a time, and listeners provide our largest source of funding. If you haven't given yet this year, now is your time. And if you have given this year, we appreciate your extra year-end gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Shout out to William in Wausau, who says WPR is my favorite morning station. Diane in Eau Claire says, I rely on you daily. Thank you for your excellent work every day. William and Diane, thank you. Your gift right now, so important, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. Now we're meeting up with mayors from all over Wisconsin. We've come to the county seat for Bayfield County. That is Washburn, about 2,000 residents. What comes to mind? Tourism, stellar recreational options, parks, campgrounds. Do you live in the area? 800-642-1234 to join the conversation. We have the mayor of Washburn, Mary Motif, who stays with us. So let's look at the aging population. The U.S. Census data shows that more than 20% of the population is 65 or older in Washburn. What burden is this having on city government?
Well, definitely it affects the number of ambulance calls that come in. Because there's less home health coverage out there, people are calling for an ambulance for things that they never used to. And that's part of the reason why we're having more ambulance calls. We do have a nursing home here in town, and something that we're hoping to do that ties in with the housing plan is, to encourage them to add on to their assisted living. You know, there are other housing options for transitional housing, but definitely lots of aging population here and the challenges that go along with that. So many things are all tied together. All of the challenges are tied together, and it's really a complicated thing being mayor. It was a first an interesting first year learning about all of these complicated issues and challenges and how they are all tied together.
You've come in during a pandemic. How has the pandemic changed Washburn?
Sure. Well, definitely in a couple of ways. Everyone, because we have a lot of people that come to this area from elsewhere, everyone was very worried right in the beginning, especially about how that would affect us and our health in the community. And some businesses are still not open to the public to come in and are doing only curbside pickup. Mm-hmm. Whereas others have adapted in other ways, and you know, everyone has made that decision for themselves how they are going to best cope with it. And so we are seeing some lasting effects from that. And the other thing that it's done is actually it's made it more popular for people to come here because we do have lots of open space and outdoor recreational opportunities. And so we actually did see quite a few travelers. And thankfully, many of them were being very careful during the pandemic and still are about, you know, their behaviors and social distancing.
I want to pick up on that because you've been Bayfield County Tourism Director for many years now. What's the tourism season been like this fall? Very quickly here as we're short on time.
Sure. It's been very busy, honestly. We had everybody lost some visitor spending last year, but we lost the least. We only lost about 2% of our visitor spending. And so we did still have quite a few people coming here and probably more people coming here that had never been here before because they were changing their plans for their longer trips.
Mayor Motif, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Glad to have done that. And have a great day from the shore of Lake Superior.
Oh, you too. Mary Motive, Mayor of Washburn, leads Bayfield County Tourism. Thanks to Mary Hamill of Washburn for the suggestion. If we should talk with your mayor, fill out a 2-question form at wpr.org/mornings. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.